Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Friend, this is the day the Lord has made. I hope you are rejoicing and being glad in it. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. It's a program that's on the air each and every Sunday that really prepares our hearts, our minds on Christ. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music here for the next 30 minutes. Let's start things off with the Triumphant Quartet, reminding us that he is a chain breaker, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, you're trying to fill the empty holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. Ooh, there's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. Feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel. Somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
That's right, he is a chain breaker. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. And evangelist Gipsy Smith was asked what the secret of revival was. And he said, go home, take a piece of chalk, draw a circle around yourself, then pray, O Lord, revive everything inside this circle.
We will glorify the Lord of all.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Thank you.
the beautiful name of Jesus. You're listening to a program called Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and the story is told about two wives who were doing their laundry in a laundromat. They were both mending their husband's pants. And one wife said, "My husband is so miserable. Nothing goes right at work, and he can't find anything good on television. Our home is a place of despair. When we go to church, the song leader is terrible, and the pastor is a fool." And the other wife said, "Well, my husband is so excited. He can't wait to go to church. He loves the sermons. We laugh all the time, and we enjoy our family." And it got very quiet in the laundry room as the women continued sewing the pants. One was patching the seat of the pants, and the other was patching the knees. Friend, let us not forget to spend some time on our knees before Almighty God.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness laid. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. He stands in victory. Sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine. Born with the
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. It's a beautiful song. Darlene Check and the Potter's Hands Friend, so good to spend some time with you today. This is, of course, Sunday worship, the first Sunday in summer. Yeah, summer started on Friday, and a fifth grade boy who had heard a sermon on persistence in prayer was praying by himself in his room one night, and as his dad passed his door, he heard the boy praying over and over again, Tokyo, 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 just consistently. And the next day, the dad asked his son what he was doing. The boy replied that he had given the wrong answer on a test for the capital of Mexico, and he was praying that Tokyo would become the capital of Mexico. Oh, friend, let us have persistence in prayer, and let us pray without ceasing. Right, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Are you breathing today? I sure hope so. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday worship here on Great News Radio, I am your host, Joey Kroll, and my clock over there is telling me that our time is winding down, but if you have a song question, a song request, maybe you heard something on today's program that you missed and forgot to write down, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you, joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang out with God's people today. Worship him with his people, and I hope you have that ability to do so as well. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.